every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Kept your mouth shut.
You shut your mouth when you're talking to me.
You said only what you're supposed to say. You've hidden your feelings and kept them inside, and so have we. But now it's your time to stand up and shout. Say what you feel. Lay it all on the line. Who cares what anyone else thinks? It's time to read, to respond, to entice, to enrage, and get it all off your chest. It's time for Mouthing Off All Over the Line.
That's right. It is time for Mouthing Off All Over the World. I'm Jeff Taylor, joined as always by the icon, the legend, the Hall of Famer, the continental lover, Eddie Mansfield.
You know, Jeff, I got a call today from a superstar friend of ours, Megan Maroney. And I just want to thank Megan. She got a VMA award in our city of New York. And salute and hats off to her. And just polish your boots and keep getting it, baby.
I can't believe they're still doing the VMAs. Isn't that the Video Music Awards? Are they still making videos? And where do you watch these videos? On YouTube, I assume?
That's a secret. I don't know. I mean, you know, MTV, that's a stupid, you know, if you Paramount people are listening to us, MTV was the king. Why did you stop playing? And CMT, your ratings are in the tank, man. I mean, bring back videos. That's what put you on the map.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if it's a cultural thing, like not cultural, but generational thing. But from the early 80s all the way through my generation into the, you know, the millennium, music videos were a huge thing. Everybody wanted to see them. It's how you got to see your favorite artist, what they look like. I know you got YouTube, so maybe that's the deal. I don't know. But they put reality shows on MTV. VH1 followed suit and eventually put reality shows on there. Now,
well, CMT has got reruns of a bunch of, you know, garbage.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, come on. It's like Blind Melon Jellin produced that thing. It's horrible.
All right, man. We're getting into the NFL, college football, MLB, WWE, and Jabroni of the Week. We are going to talk about sports on this show. We opened up Hollywood, but we will eventually get to the sports.
We're always sports, man. If you don't give them a little taste of glory, baby, you know, it has to come with the sports. You got all the pomp and circumstance of the greatness. So we gave them a little greatness. Hey, there's nothing wrong with mentioning Megan Maroney, the hottest chick in country music. Are you nuts? She's a fan of Mouthing Off.
All right, we'll be right back after this on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
Mouthing Off All Over the World.
Progressive's Auto Quote Explorer lets you easily compare direct rates from different insurance companies, so you can be confident you're getting the right one, even if it's not with Progressive. Way more confident than you were when you bought that TV in the parking lot. It just happened to not come in a box or include a remote. And when you finally managed to turn it on, all it displayed was the menu of Grumpy's Tacos. So use Progressive's AutoQuote Explorer and be confident you're getting insurance that's right for you. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
There's nothing worse than losing cell service while exploring the great outdoors, but that's changing fast. T-Mobile is bringing coverage to the most remote parts of the country with T-Satellite with Starlink, reaching over 500,000 square miles where towers can't, thanks to over 650 satellites already in orbit. Over a million messages have already been sent in hard-to-reach areas from national parks to remote trails. King of Phillips, travel expert.
As someone who's constantly off the beaten path, this changes everything. Now I can stay connected, even deep in the mountains or deserts.
For more information, visit T-Mobile.com, sponsored by T-Mobile.
Let me tell you about this new pretzel cheddar club. Hey, I'm Carlos.
And I'm Ebony.
And a little thing we love about the Chick-fil-A Pretzel Cheddar Club
is the tangy Dijon with the pretzel bun. It takes it to a whole nother level.
It goes perfectly with the chicken and the cheddar cheese and the bacon.
Man, you know how much you love bacon. And I love the different varieties, grilled, spicy, original. It gets you nice and excited for fall.
Order the Pretzel Cheddar Club with Cherry Berry and Sprite for a limited time on the Chick-fil-A app. Real guests paid for their testimonials.
No big deal, but you've been earning Kohl's Cash for 20 years. That's two decades of checkout wins. To celebrate, enter a month-long sweepstakes for a chance to win $200 in Kohl's Cash. Plus, save on fall faves during the customer appreciation event now. Yep, two decades of Kohl's Cash is a big deal. Shop Kohl's and brag accordingly. Coupon ends September 21st. Select styles. Some exclusions apply. Sweepstakes end September 30th, 2025. No purchase necessary. 20 winners per day. Limit one prize per person for entire sweepstakes. See Kohl's.com for official rules and details.
The Columbia Interchange System was revolutionary when it was designed over 40 years ago, and it's still breaking ground to this day, featuring 3-in-1 jackets that adapt to fluctuating weather patterns to keep you warm, dry, and protected no matter what. Whatever the weather, Interchange is there. Shop Interchange jackets and more at Columbia.com.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
All over the world.
We're back on Mouthing Off All Over the World. I'm Jeff Taylor, joined as always by the continental lover, Eddie Mansfield.
You know something, JT, I just got to say this. It is going to be really hard to top Ravens and the Bills. What a game. Oh my goodness gracious.
If you want to talk about things that are not going to soon be topped, let's talk about odark30.com, where tactical meets practical. ODark 30 is a modern men's clothing line designed to tackle the most rugged workplaces and backcountry adventures, made for those looking for gear with a superior quality and fit to empower their fearless challenges. It's comfortable, durable, and functional with timeless style. Go to ODark30.com. Tell them Mouthing Off sent you.
Yeah, and since you're in New York, Lenny, you need to get to them Buffalo Bills fans up there. They would love some of those boots, baby.
So, incredible game. It looked like the Ravens had this in their back pocket, and it all turns on a fumble by Derrick Henry, a guy that's known for being huge, solid, and not a fumbler. But he has taken this loss on his shoulders because that turned this game around, and the Buffalo Bills took advantage and came back and won that game 41-40. Unbelievable. Finish.
Well, you're talking about a guy who put the game on his shoulders. The best quarterback in the NFL, Josh Allen. I mean, you see what he did? He showed Mr. Jackson who the real guy was.
Yeah, Lamar Jackson is a fantastic quarterback. These guys have suffered with being in the AFC through the Patrick Mahomes era. So these are two guys that we're talking about potential Super Bowl ring wearing quarterbacks, but neither of them have been able to get past Patrick Mahomes. Joe Burrow's even got past him 1 year, but these two guys have been held out by Patrick Mahomes, and this has to be the year. The Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson, that should be, we may have watched the AFC Conference Championship game, and I would love to see the rematch. If it's anything close to what we saw Sunday night, it's going to be a fantastic game. The Colts beat the Miami Dolphins 33-8. This has turned into the will Daniel Jones, Danny Dimes, be the MVP of the league this year. He looked so good.
Oh, for the 33-8. He smoked the Dolphins.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a joke.
I'm so sad because I really do like Mike McDaniel as a coach, but it just doesn't seem to be working in Miami. I don't know if it's him plus the mix of guys they've got in there. You know, Tyreek Hill hasn't been happy. They draft Tua. He comes in.
That guy's never happy. You know what you do? You take those non-happy people and send their butts packing quick. Get rid of them. Why do you think Andy Reid wanted to get rid of him? He must have been a cancer in the locker room.
Well, there are guys, though, that the Bill Belichick was proof. And, you know, Jimmy Johnson did the same thing with Charles Haley. I've recently watched America's Team.
Yeah, but that little wuss McDaniel can't eat no Belichick or no Jimmy Johnson, man. Come on. I mean, Jimmy Johnson had convicts.
Yeah.
I mean, he knew how to run the kennel. You know, he could keep the dogs in line.
Yeah, it looks like
McDaniels, he doesn't even know what's happening. He needs to wipe his glasses all the time and sniffs and, you know, come on. There's no sniffling, no time for sniffling.
I hope the Miami Dolphins give him an opportunity to get past the Tua era in Miami and the Tyreek era in Miami and coach a team that doesn't have the drama, but I don't think it's going to happen. His ass is on fire right now. His coaching seat is so hot in Miami. But on the other side of that, the Indianapolis Colts are a really well put together football team that was in need of a quarterback. They draft a guy they thought was going to be the guy, and it's not working out so far. They bring in Daniel Jones, a throwaway high draft pick for the New York Giants, who didn't work there, but nobody works for the New York Giants at the moment. And he looks really good, a lot like Sam Darnold did last year when he took over in Minnesota.
Well, one thing about Daniel Jones, he is prime. He never had a chance at New York. I mean, his offensive line, man, poor guy, he was killed every week. I mean, it's like, now they got Indy has a great team. They have good defense. They got a good offense. All they needed was a guy like Danny Dimes to come in there and hold the fort down.
They've got a great running back. They've got a phenomenal wide receiver. It's really a recipe for success in Indianapolis. If I'm a Colts fan, I'm very excited right now that it seems like they found a guy that fits the system in Daniel Jones.
Yeah, and he loves playing there.
Yeah.
I mean, Indy's a great city. I mean, the fans in Indianapolis are just, and in the whole state of Indiana are just damn good fans. They love football. They love basketball. They love their sports.
You know, we talked about the New York Giants moving on from Daniel Jones, and we talked about Mike McDaniel being on the coaching hot seat. But if there's a guy that should be fired right now, no doubt about it, no reason for him to still have a job, it's Brian Daboll in New York.
Oh, without a doubt. You know, he's an idiot.
Yeah. I'm
just telling you, he's just an idiot. I mean, he ought to have Jackson Dart ought to be the starting quarterback against the Dallas Cowboys.
And Saquon Barkley should be the starting running back in New York. So,
general manager needs to go with the coach.
Yeah, well, I think that is a package deal. And I think that you're right. It might not be all Brian Daboll's fault, but he clearly is a yes man to the GM in New York. And I think they both need to go. I do hope that happens soon for a Giants fan. Steelers versus Jets. We finally get to see Aaron Rodgers healthy and playing football. The Steelers barely get by the Jets in what I'm sure was a we're going to show you game for the Jets. They're not going to play this well throughout the year. But Aaron Rodgers puts them down 34-32. Excellent to see him back. Excellent to see him win.
I mean, that was the old A-Rod. And, I mean, what did he throw, four touchdowns? Yeah. I mean, he just lit it up.
Yeah, he looks good.
I mean, he just got the juice, man. And, see, everybody that goes to the Jets dies.
Yes.
Their career dies. I mean, the great Bill Parcells told Bill Belichick, do not take this job. It will be like Cleveland.
Yeah, it's not a great place to be.
No, it's horrible.
Great.
And if Bill Parcells tells you that, he coached there.
Yeah. Yeah, it ended
him. And
Bill
Parcells won everywhere.
Yeah, it ended him. The Chargers beat the Chiefs 27-21. It is, this is what I'm talking about right now. The Chiefs are probably not bad, They're probably a really good team still. Everybody's complaining because Travis Kelce took a big hit to the head, but the Chargers beat the Chiefs. They didn't get lucky.
They beat them flat between the lines, Jeff. You're absolutely right. This is the Chargers are well coached. Harbaugh's a great coach.
Yeah.
And he coached them, and their quarterback finally showed up.
Well, he's
Justin Herbert finally showed up and showed people exactly how good he really is.
Yeah, well, he's always been that good. He's always shown up. It's just the guys around him have not shown up. And Harbaugh has that team clicking. It's very exciting. The AFC is going to be very fun to watch this year. The Vikings.
Well, look at Denver. Bo Nix.
Yeah, I mean, I'm telling you, the AFC is deep. It's going to be fun to watch.
Yeah, they are.
The Vikings beat the Bears. J.J. McCarthy looks good. Caleb Williams does not. And the reality of it is here that you've got the Vikings have stability in their coaching. They've brought up their kid that they drafted. They've got a team that with Sam Darnold last year made noise, and he's in a better position than Caleb Williams. I'm going to give Ben Johnson time to get everything together in Chicago. I think this was a great game, and the Bears came up short, but it is not time to write off Caleb Williams or Ben Johnson in Chicago.
Yeah, it is. He can't. you can't coach that guy.
No.
I'm just telling you that Caleb Williams is a bust already.
All right. Well, and I called that, so that doesn't hurt my feelings for you to say that. I assumed he would be.
If I was Ben Johnson, I'd go ahead and send his ass packing, Jeff, and get me a new quarterback now.
That's going to be difficult to sell, but after this season, if he does not come through, I'm sure they'll be looking for somebody else. We'll be right back after this on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both airline and hotel with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Mouthing Off.
We're back on Mouthing Off all over the world. I'm Jeff Taylor, joined as always by the icon, the legend, the Hall of Famer, the continental lover, Eddie Mansfield.
Coaches are on the hot seat, Jeff.
Oh, yeah.
And it's getting hotter.
So the reality is that when you are a top 25 ranked team coming into the season and you exit the top 25 quickly in the beginning of the season, it is not looking good for you. We've got on this list in front of me Billy Napier at Florida. He lost a game that he should not have lost. He is on the chopping block harder than anybody in college football right now.
Well, why not?
I agree.
I mean, yeah. I mean, you remember I always said that, you know, Napier is a Saban guy.
Yeah.
Well, you better go back and study, you know, Saban's playbook, because you didn't memorize it very good. And I can tell you one thing. He's had enough chance to do what he needs to do, and he's just not doing it. I don't know if it's coming from the athletic director. There, something is off in Florida.
Yeah, well,
if you can't buy players in the great state of Florida, you're in trouble, man.
Yeah, Gainesville is a town that you can usually get guys to come play in. Billy Napier is following in the footsteps of a coach that they got rid of quickly, who has gone on now to success. And I don't know if it's recruiting, if it is the AD making decisions, because that could, he goes back to the previous coach. It could be the AD. But the reality of it is Florida is nowhere near where they need to be. They were overrated coming into the season. They were quickly slapped out of it, and they're going to have to do something. And maybe they get rid of Napier and, while doing so, remove the AD, which I think would be a good decision in Florida.
Well, they need to get a real quarterback. They haven't had a good quarterback there for a long time. I mean, that Anthony Richardson, he's a bust. I mean, look, you know, I just can't believe Indy even drafted that guy. He's just a bust. He already quit on him.
Well,
you know, I mean,
Tim Tebow's the last Florida quarterback I can remember that was good. Yep. And they wouldn't even put him in at quarterback when he got to the NFL. So Florida, not necessarily QBU, but
only Denver put him in and he took him to the playoffs.
And then they immediately moved on from him because John Elway thought he's going to take my legend away from me. John Elway thought so. I can't have a guy that's beloved coming into the Denver Broncos and winning Super Bowls, because that will kill my legend status in Denver. I'll be forgotten. He couldn't allow it to help. Kalen DeBoer.
Well, I'm going to tell you something, John Elway. Bo Nix is going to make him forget you.
Kalen DeBoer in Alabama, another guy.
Oh, he's got to go.
Yeah, it's Alabama. It's so hard to say, because do you move on from him so quickly after following Nick Saban? Obviously, when a guy like Saban leaves, people follow him out the door. He's got to recruit. I don't want to write off Kalen DeBoer yet. I want to give him one more season.
Let me tell you, you remember a guy that used to coach at Florida State, and he left there and went to Texas A&M by the name of Jimbo Fisher?
Yes.
Okay, they left him there a little bit too long. And the alumni, them old people, got so mad at that guy for killing Texas A&M. They should have never fired the black guy at Texas A&M. Great coach. And he's the one that made Johnny Manziel, remember?
Yeah. So he was a legend.
They bring in Jimbo Fisher, and he's got a $70 million buyout just like this guy.
Yeah.
And he laid a egg just like this guy. Same old, just different name. And that alumni went in there, that old guy, and said, "How much it costs to get rid of this guy?" I can't say what he said, but he said, "Let me get rid of him. How much is it going to cost?" He sat down and wrote a check for $70 million. That's how much money that guy's got. And he said, "Now get your ass out of here and don't come back."
All right. Well, someone's going to have to write that check for Kalen DeBoer if they want him out of Alabama. But
well, they got the money. Alabama does. Me
personally, I give him one more. I give him this season and one more, and then he's
why embarrass the university any more than he's already doing? You're going to be 3-10 or 3-5? Well, I mean, come on. What is he going to do?
Sometimes it takes a little while to change the culture in a program, and
you don't need to change the culture, man. The culture was win, win, win.
The culture was losing crap.
He changed the culture. It's called losing.
All right, game day is going to Knoxville. How long has it been since game day was in Knoxville?
I don't know, but they're going to Rocky Top. Knoxville is a pretty cool town.
Oh, yeah. Georgia is going to go to Rocky Top to face Tennessee. Tennessee is a team that looks like they're on the rise.
Ooh. You know, I'm a dog, man. I'm a Georgia guy, and yeah. I love them Georgia dogs. And I just think that with Gunnar Stockton and their running back Nate Frazier,
yeah,
I think the dogs are gonna bring it to. I mean, it's tough to play at Rocky Top in Neyland Stadium, 110,000 volunteers going nuts.
Yep.
You know, them hillbillies are coming out of Smoky Mountains and going crazy, drinking that moonshine and going nuts, you know. But Tennessee's got, what's his name, Joey Aguilar. He transferred from UCLA, didn't he?
Yeah, and remember the other kid that transferred out of Tennessee and left? That's why they had to go and get him.
Yeah, that other guy sucked, you know. I mean, come on. he had too much Hawaiian Tropic going. And it's like, you got Jamar McCoy. He's a defensive back. And then Dominic Bailey, a defensive end for Tennessee. Those are the kind of guys you need to watch come Saturday. Because it's going to be, hey, a buckle up, strap yourself in, because it's going to be a war at Rocky Top.
Oklahoma and Temple.
Woo. Let me tell you something. I love the quarterback for Oklahoma. That kid, I think he's going to win the Heisman. What he did to those people this past weekend, it was like, it was just a great game.
Yeah.
Oklahoma was, he made Michigan, back up and punt a little bit, you know?
Yeah, it's a fun story in Oklahoma. Florida at LSU, the schedule makers thought that they were going to have this game and it was going to be one of the big third week matchups, and not the case. This is going to be a long night for the Florida Gators.
You think?
Oh, yeah.
In Death Valley, you know, the other Death Valley, in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, the gumbo be flowing, the moonshine will be going. I hope it's a full moon for all them Cajun guys to just go crazy on those Florida Gators. Gators either get you a new coach and a new AD or just quit.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. It's a tale of two different stories. Florida overrated coming into the season. LSU underrated coming into the season. LSU looks like a contender. And so unless
our friend Lee Corso picked LSU to be in the championship game.
Yeah, that's and he's a wise man, and he may have gotten it right. Yeah.
He got the scoop from somebody.
So this is big. Texas A&M at Notre Dame. If Notre Dame doesn't figure out a way to beat Texas A&M, their season is over.
Well, you got Jordan Love. They want to give him the mantle, you know, the Golden Dome touchdown Jesus trophy, that he's all of a sudden the greatest running back ever been in Notre Dame history. No, Jordan Love, you can't be a great running back and only get 10 carries. And you got CJ Carr. Now CJ Carr, if you use Love correctly, it'll work. But you got to give him 20-25 carries. He's got to have 100-150 yards to win this game.
It's going to be a great game. I feel like Notre Dame is going to go in knowing that this is a must win for them, and Texas A&M is going to be going up to Notre Dame. If Notre Dame loses this one, their championship hopes are dashed. Chapel Bill is going to win his second game over the daunting Richmond Spiders, right? The Richmond Spiders?
Yeah, look, after that ass-kicking he got opening night, those guys say, there's nobody any better than TCU we're playing. So we need to just strap it up and start kicking some butt and taking some names. Because they got embarrassed, man. I mean, that was an embarrassment for Chapel Bill.
He's got time in North Carolina, not a football school for the most part. And if he can do anything there to make some noise, he'll be remembered as a Tar Heel legend.
He got the stars out that they never came out. Michael Jordan came out. LT came out. Everybody came out.
Yeah, but they're coming out anymore. So I'm looking at the top 25 here. Of course, Florida State jumps in, and they jump in hard. They went from unranked to number 10, and they deserve every bit of that number 10. Tennessee's at 15. South Florida gets in after their win over Florida. They knock out Florida from the top 25, and they enter. And LSU's now at number 3. Ohio State and Penn State, they're holding on where they were so far this season. Miami moves up a little bit. The big surprise
is Georgia.
Georgia's number 6.
That's a little low for Georgia. After this weekend, they'll go up a little bit.
Yeah, really, it all depends on what happens above them. But Notre Dame still at number 8. They're 0-1. They can't afford to go 0-2, or they will probably drop out of the top 25. I understand why they've been left in.
Have a bet against the Catholics, you know.
The only other surprise that I have here is Michigan still in the top 25 after taking a loss, but
that should never be.
No.
That's the rigged deal there, you know. You've got the guy that's the with ESPN, what's his name? Gives you all the scoops.
It's his
Shepler.
What's
his name? Shepler, whatever. Yeah. But anyway, he gives you the scoops all the time. He's a Michigan guy. They keep all them jock sniffers keep Michigan in the top 20 or top 25 all the time. They don't deserve to be there.
No, they don't. We'll be right back after this on Mouthing Off All Over the World.
Mouthing Off All Over the World.
Transforming your land with a John Deere compact tractor is as easy as connect, latch, load, haul, spread. Cutting grass is as simple as roll, click, mow. Box blading is as effortless as hook, lock, grade. And backhoeing is as convenient as turnaround, switch, dig. Because when you've got the versatility to tackle just about any job and dealer support in your own backyard, you just have to get in the seat. Find the right compact tractor for you at johndeere.com.
Let's go.
You're still glowing, flirting, grooving. You still got it. But your immune system weakens as you age, making it harder to fight flu, pneumococcal pneumonia, RSV, and COVID-19. Vaccines are a key part of any health routine and help strengthen your immune response. Ask your doctor or pharmacist which vaccines you need. Schedule in minutes at vaxassist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
Hey, want to hear something great? Right now at Wendy's, you can get 2 of the number 1 selling bacon cheeseburger in all fast food, the JBC, plus medium fries and a medium soft drink for just $8. Want to hear something else great? Double the burger means double the bacon. Now that's a game changer. 2 of the number 1 bacon cheeseburgers with fries and a drink for just $8. Gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only. U.S. price and participation may vary. Request $8 JBC meal deal to obtain discount. Individual items at regular price.
Are you a fan of paranormal radio? Bigfoot, UFOs, ghosts, hauntings, cryptids, true crime? After Dark Radio with Brian Alvarez airs live on Sports Byline every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern, talking all manner of the strange and unusual. From the latest news of the weird to interviews with the top names in the field, After Dark is your source for paranormal radio. Check it out, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, every Wednesday, live on Sports Byline USA.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
All over the world.
It's the best damn show on your radio.
We're back on Mouthing Off All Over the World. I'm Jeff Taylor, joined as always by the icon, the legend, the Hall of Famer, the continental lover, Eddie Mansfield.
Absolutely. I love it. I love it, Jeffrey. I got to tell you, can you believe that the family involved in the stolen birthday home run ball?
What I can't believe is at this point, the woman who ran over and cursed in the face of the father who gave the ball to his kid hasn't been found yet. So I'm giving a shout out to our boy over at odark30.com, where tactical meets practical. Odark 30 is a modern men's clothing line designed to tackle the most rugged workplaces and backcountry adventures, made for those looking for gear with a superior quality and fit to empower their fearless challenges. Comfortable, durable, and functional with timeless style. odark30.com. Tell them Mouthing Off sent you. And Lenny, can we find out who this woman was already? People are getting they're getting accused of being her that aren't her. Nobody seems to be able to figure out who this woman is, but she needs to be named and shamed for this. Who takes a baseball from the glove of a child when you're clearly a mid-50s to early 60-year-old woman?
Well, she looks like Pocahontas.
She does. Where was Elizabeth Warren on the night this ball was taken?
Yeah, was that Phillies Karen or Elizabeth Warren?
I don't know.
Mean, come on. It's like, you know, it was Drew and Lincoln Feltwell. That's the family.
Yep.
And, you know, that old, I call them BMWs, big mouth women. Yeah. And she was one of them big mouth women, you know?
Yes.
And how dare her do that to a child?
Yeah, you know, I watched the replay of this and they cut away from it really fast, which was disappointing because it was such a scene that I feel like they should have. But it turns out that somebody down in Miami decided that they would release the captured footage of the whole ordeal. The ball is a home run ball.
Oh, it was just too good, Jeff, not to do that.
It's a home run ball. And as happens when someone hits a home run and the stands weren't full because it's a Miami Marlins game and the ball hits, bounces, and there's a scramble for everybody to get it. And the dad gets down there. He gets the ball. We've been in those scrums before, Eddie. Whoever gets the ball gets the ball. If you had your hand on it.
Whoever comes up with that white ball, you own it.
Yeah. Just like Derrick Henry. If you fumble and somebody else gets the ball, you say it was my bad. I should have had it, but I lost it. And clearly, this woman doesn't know the rules of baseball. She clearly doesn't know the rules of morality because she ran over and got in this dad's face because he took the ball from her section. You're not allowed to go into a different section to get a baseball anymore, Eddie. Can you believe
it? Well, she's some woke, you know?
Yes.
I mean, that's just the way it is. And he should have just run her off. But, you know, he did the right thing because he made a complete ass of this woman.
Oh, his handling of it was perfect.
I mean, worldwide, her name is Phillies Karen, big mouth woman.
Yeah, so the fact of the matter is that she went over there, yelled in his face, was using obscenities in front of his kid. He'd walked back over, proudly given the ball to his son, who had his glove there. Son's got a big smile on his face. Yeah,
it was Lincoln's birthday.
Everything that sets up is just an absolute disaster for this woman. It's a kid, first of all. You took the ball from. If the guy was there alone and he had the ball and she went and yelled at him, nobody would care. But he gave the ball to his son in his glove and the son was so happy. She goes over there. She's screaming at him. She's screaming obscenities at him. He has a reaction that had him getting made fun of on social media for a little bit because he does do a little bit of a weird like jump when she runs up. But I guess in his mind, the best thing to do was to get her to go away. So he gives her the ball, pulls it out of the kid's glove, gives it to her, which is a scene which makes this perfect. Everything worked out perfectly for the family. Terrible for her. Pulls this ball out of his son's glove, hands it over to her, and then he gives her the go away kind of flick of the hand.
Right.
And she goes away. But luckily, because of the fact that baseball is America's sport, and the Miami Marlins saw that this happened, so they came over and gave the kid a gift bag. But it turns out that who also found out about it was the kid that hit the home run, Harrison Bader. So the Phillies brought him back behind the scenes, and Harrison Bader personally gave him a signed bat. So he got to leave with a signed bat. But this story is not over yet, because there's a baseball card company whose name escapes me. I've been out of baseball card collecting for a long time, and it's not one of the big ones. They've offered to give her $5,000 to return the ball to this kid. But part of that getting the $5,000 is that she has to sign the baseball herself to give it back, because this baseball will always be remembered as the ball that the Karen took away from the kid at the baseball game.
I wouldn't take that ball. I wouldn't let her make that $5,000 if I was his dad. I'd say, hey, Lincoln, you just tell him you don't want that stinking ball from that old fat woman, and that just be done with it. You know something? She got her comeuppance, and she's getting her comeuppance.
She's,
you know,
she's Marcus not, though. She's still anonymous. Nobody's figured out who
Lamonis,
she is.
Hey, he owns Camping World and a whole bunch of companies. He's already called them up and says, hey, Lincoln, don't you worry about that old biddy. He says, I'm going to send you to the World Series. How you like that?
That's awesome. I love that guy. He wants to fly huge American flags, and they're trying to stop him from doing so.
He refuses
to take down his gargantuan American flags that are really, that's part of his thing. You know, when you go by Camping
World.
Well,
have you ever been to the great state of Texas? The flags are huge in Texas.
Yeah, everything's
bigger
in Texas.
And they're American.
Yes. So you have an opinion on this, young lady. Your opinion is that she should be banned from all MLB parks.
Oh, are you kidding me? Yes. Immediately.
I'm telling you your opinion because it's on my paperwork.
Yeah, well, it is my opinion, and I stick to it. Yeah, get your ass gone.
Yeah.
Do not ever go back to a major league ballpark ever. You're not welcome anywhere. I don't care how bad the team is. You still can't come in.
Yeah, I think that this is a really, my thing is that we need to find out who she is. With this day and age, with all the cameras and all of this stuff, somehow or another.
Somebody knows who that big white ass belongs to.
She is being shielded from the shame that she deserves. We need to know who she was so we can all tell
Pocahontas
her.
Bring Pocahontas out into the light.
I know. Maybe it is. It may take a government cover up to make this happen, because Elizabeth Warren has not been, I don't know if anybody's tried to blame her yet, but she has not been found not guilty of this crime. She's innocent until proven guilty, but she has not yet been found not guilty.
But the woman's got a wide ass. And so she's easy to spot. She got a big mouth and a wide ass to go with it. So you can spot her anywhere and bring her on out and let's see who she really is. And they call her Phillies Karen.
Yeah. Well, she's just another in a long line of Phillies fans that do stupid things and get in trouble for it. Let's jump over to the WWE, Eddie.
Oh, man. You know something? Who made a big, big comeback? AJ Lee. She had 93 million views on that ass kicking of Becky Lynch. Can you imagine that?
It's so crazy how big the women's side of the WWE is these days. And the stars are like on a carousel. You get your heat.
Well, yeah, but what I'm saying is that AJ Lee hasn't been around. You know, that's CM Punk's wife.
Yep.
But anyway, AJ Lee hasn't been around for 10 years.
Yeah.
That's how bad that people need to see new people. That means something to them. And, you know, Triple H, that's a wake-up call to the booking office. Quit pushing these people that don't mean anything to these people.
Well,
and bring back the people that do really mean something to them. You know, you got AJ Lee and CM Punk going against Becky Lynch and your boy, what's his name?
Seth Rollins.
At WrestlePalooza in Indianapolis. Let me tell you, that's going to be one hell of a match. And that's going to, hey, let me tell you, that'll be soul slap out. They'll have that huge dome up there and the Coke Dome at Lucas Oil Field be rocking.
I will give them a little bit of a pass because injuries are a problem in the women's division, and they've suffered quite a few injuries to their big stars. So AJ Lee being back gives them a bump, and I'm very excited about it. John Cena, Hollywood has determined the last time he can be with the WWE is November 10th in Boston's TD Garden.
Well, I think that, you know, that's his hometown. Him and Buckner need to hook up while he's up there. And so anyway, you got John Cena going up there to do his, you know, at the TD Garden. It's going to be cool. John Cena is really, you know, people hated him being a heel.
Yeah.
They hated him.
Well, that didn't last long.
No, well, he saw what happened. You know, it's like, it's not easy to be a heel, man. I was a heel my whole career. It's not easy to be that.
No.
And so, and you know, this certain type of individuals can't handle it. And he was one that said, oh, God, everything I built for 20 years is going right down the tubes.
Yeah, it's funny because I think that John Cena's heel turn was more disliked by the fans than Hulk's.
Oh, without a doubt.
Yeah, it was crazy, the response to it.
I think Hollywood Hogan, when he did that, it was good.
Yeah.
But John Cena, it was great because no one would have ever thought that guy, Mr. Good Guy, you know, would do that.
Beloved.
But hey, let me tell you, he did it good and he pulled it off.
Yeah, he was the most beloved babyface since Hulk Hogan, in my opinion. And if there is somebody that stood in Hogan's shoes, it's John Cena. But his last match, he's hanging him up early. We'll see if this is permanent or not. But November 10th in Boston at the TD Garden. Vince Russo says Triple H is a horrible booker. Exposes his top storyline.
Right,
I know. I hate this guy. He's responsible for one of the best eras of the WWE. I will give him that. But that's all he was good for.
No, don't give him crap. Because that's the most, he wasn't part, look, he may have been on the writing committee, but that was Vince McMahon's baby.
I don't know. I think Vince Russo gets a lot of credit for that era.
Oh, he's a jackass.
I agree. I hate him.
Oh, please.
I hate him.
You talk about a jabroni piece of crap.
His
Vince Russo, if his lips are moving, he's lying.
The Attitude Era. Yeah, I think that was Vince Russo's.
That was started by Vince McMahon. And his whole little group there that started that, you know, from Shawn Michaels to Billy Gunn to Triple H. I mean, they had a whole little, you know, deal there.
Yeah. AJ Styles, we're missing the boat. The WWE is missing the boat with him. They need to give him a big bump.
Oh, well, you kidding me? I mean, this guy's the best worker they got. This guy needs to be running a program with LA Knight. They would have barn burner matches. I mean, it will be out of sight. What damn jabroni's trying to haunt my ass? It's like, hey, let me tell you, Caleb Williams is the worst QB in the NFL. And I'm going to tell you why. He's the only guy that went from doing good to kept getting worse, 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 worse until he just stunk to join up against the Vikings. How in the hell do you run a Ben Johnson offense and stink the joint up? He couldn't even run that. I mean, look at his play against the Vikings. That was sad. It was really, really sad for Chicago Bear fans.
4 out of 5 doctors recommend adding mouthing off to your sports diet.
Oh. Yeah, we'll be right back. I got to find that fifth doctor.
Mouthing all over the world.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property, and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's
800-788-1495.
We're back on Mouthing Off All Over the World. I'm Jeff Taylor, joined as always by the icon, the legend, the Hall of Famer, the continental lover, Eddie Mansfield.
Yes, and I want our buddy Lenny DePaul from Old Dark 30 to find that Phillies BMW big mouth woman. And it should be big AA, big ass W ass woman. It's what it should be. I mean, big ass woman is what she is in a big mouth stealing a ball from a kid. Lenny, please.
Yeah, do some of those geo fencing, geo whatevering to grab her and find out who she is. And we need to plaster her face all over social media so we know who was the infamous Phillies Karen that took the ball from the birthday boy. It's time she is trotted out into the square and shamed. Shame. Shame.
Hey, Mr. Lemonis, thank you very much for taking care of this family that was screwed out of a baseball a big, fat nobody.
It goes so many different things. First of all, the kid, I feel terrible for him. It was his birthday. His dad grabbed him a ball. He put it in his glove. So the ball gets taken away from the kid. That deserves everything that they got. But the dad handling that situation so perfectly, if he screams back at her or puts up a scene, any of that, then it immediately gives her some form of favor. He did it perfectly. She walked away with no favor. And now everybody is against her the way it should be. I want to give a hat tip to the dad for handling it. Although,
oh, absolutely. Because if he'd have handled it like you, Jeff, you'd just slap the hell out of him, out of that woman. And
really, what I probably would have done is taken the baseball out of my kid's glove and thrown it onto the field. Said, mm-hmm. Go get it. Go get the baseball if you want it so
Jeff
bad.
That's a Jeff move. Yes. Go get it, you big fat ass woman.
If you want it so bad, go get it. Great show, Eddie. Had a lot of fun. You know, NFL and NCAA football being back makes this show really cook, and we were really cooking today, and I appreciate it. Major League Baseball, we're down the stretch. We'll be talking about them a lot come September and October. That's when hockey and basketball come back. Man, this show is going to keep cooking as we always do on Mouthing Off All of the World. But we're out of time today, Eddie. So tell them goodbye.
But Jeff Taylor, this is the Continental Lover, Eddie Mansfield, saying see you next week.
You're listening to the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.